The world, as we know it today, is in large part a product of humankind's scientific explorations. That's fine as far as it goes, suggests Jacob Needleman, a scholar of world religions and professor of philosophy at San Francisco State, but he says it's hardly the whole story.
Science is extraordinary and wonderful up to a point, but scientific vision and understanding of nature is using only one part of the mind, and the deep emotional part brings knowledge that's absolutely necessary for a fully understanding nature. Our scientific, our mental knowledge is far, far outpacing our moral development. And moral development depends on deep emotional intelligence.
In his latest book, An Unknown World, Notes on the Meaning of the Earth, Needleman suggests that ecology, even at the global level, is insufficient to provide a full understanding of the world and our place in it.
In very ancient times, and not so ancient times, nature was called the signature of God. In order to really understand the earth and nature, we have to go deep inside ourselves to that emotional intelligence that needs to be balanced and supplemented and in harmony with the mental intelligence that we use almost exclusively when we try to understand nature through science.
Rather than wrestling with the age-old question, what is the meaning of life, Needleman reframes that inquiry to examine the purpose of human life on planet Earth.
Mankind did not just appear on Earth by accident, but for some kind of a purpose, and the purpose has to do with his uniqueness, his consciousness, and particularly his possible higher consciousness. We're not here just to clean up the mess we ourselves have made. We're here for something else, and the Earth needs us to be fully human, not just because we clean up the ecological mess, but because we can bring consciousness into the life of the Earth. We have to understand nature and the Earth with our emotional side as well as with our mental side. Yet they go together, these two things we're saying. Cleaning up the mess would come much more easily, much more normally, if the average level of consciousness of our species were elevated.
But getting to that place as a people requires something that is not nearly plentiful enough today. That is, a willingness to openly listen to and engage with others whose views and experiences are quite different from our own.
People don't seem able, at least when it comes to big issues, to really listen to the other side. They shout, they argue, they put it to some vote, which is then politically polarized. But to actually have people sit down and quietly and sincerely listen to each other and think together, that is the thing most critically needed now. That's the real scarcity, thinking together. Democracy cannot survive unless people begin to really listen and think together.
This, more than anywhere else, Needleman concludes, is where emotional intelligence must take precedence, both for the good of the Earth and the future of humankind upon it. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.